The podium, Charlie. Yeah, you're telling me. I want to look here to see if Harold Wilson's speech is on top of mine again. Hi, Harold. Welcome to Poly Grove. I am Lou Litzy, International President of the Cal Poly Alumni Association. This grove is particularly significant to the former students of Cal Poly. It was started by students more than 65 years ago. For our older graduates, it was the scene of many social functions on the campus. It still is a pleasant spot and still hosts its share of social functions. The Cal Poly Alumni Association, as its part in recognizing Founders Day, is especially pleased to pay very special tribute to the 8 hardy students who showed such strong faith in Cal Poly in its formative years that they persisted in their studies for 4 years to become the first graduating class of Cal Poly. As the class of 1906 planted this valley oak tree behind me, with this spade, their spokesman pointed out, the oak tree is symbolic of strength, and so as it increases in strength, let this school increase as the oak grows. Let each succeeding class increase in size until, when this small oak has reached its greatest size, this little school will be a great institution of learning. As we look around us at this 1972 campus, we realize how prophetic were these words. Just as this oak has become a thing of splendor, so has the Cal Poly campus. And Cal Poly has indeed become a great institution of higher learning. I doubt, though, that these first 8 graduates ever really dreamed of campus covering over 5,000 acres, or of a student body numbering more than 12,000. As the class of 1906 finished planting this valley oak, they entrusted to the care of the following classes the spade you now see enshrouded in ribbons representing most of the classes that followed them. I am sure they would be pleased to know that for 65 years, the spade has endured and continued to be a part of the tradition of Cal Poly. This tree and 6 eucalyptus trees planted by the 1906 class started Poly Grove. Since I have a daughter now attending Cal Poly, I am aware of the concern of our present student body with ecology and environment. I think they might find encouragement in the fact that this very first graduating class too was concerned about improving our environment. This 1906 class was identified in the Polytechnic Journal of June 1906 as the pioneer class of Cal Poly. It was composed of 4 men and 4 women. I understand on the basis of present trends, the ratio of men and women may again be 50-50. The journals of these days give evidence that while women still had not been granted suffrage at Cal Poly, at least they played an equal role in student activities. It is especially appropriate, I feel, that the Alumni Association's participation in today's Founders Day activities should be focused on saluting the class of 1906. One of the 8 graduates, Henry Wade, was the first president of the Alumni Association, which was organized within a year of the historic June 15, 1906 commencement. A check of the early records show that all of the 8 played important roles in keeping the Alumni Association alive during the first decade of its existence. In the light of the historically significant role that this valley oak tree has played in Cal Poly tradition, the Cal Poly Alumni Association is particularly pleased to place this plaque at this site as a means of saluting 8 stalwart men and women: H. Floyd Tout, Herbert H. Cox, Lillian B. Fox, Catherine E. Twombly, Henry and Gustav Wade, and Irene and Laura Rigetti. We are also pleased to recognize the symbolic tree which established a tradition which has helped make the Cal Poly campus a thing of beauty. I want to express our appreciation for the diligent work of Fred Gunther of Walter F. Dexter Library staff. It was his research that brought to our attention the significant role of this tree and of the 8 members of the first graduating class. And now, John Lucene, Northern California Vice President of our Alumni Association, and Robin Baldwin, representing our Southern Vice President Ron Fraser, will unveil the plaque which will remind future visitors to Poly Grove of the significance of this valley oak tree. And now, may I present to you Robert E. Kennedy, President of Cal Poly. Bob?
Thank you very much, Lou. I think this is very thoughtful of the Alumni Association and the officers particularly for having decided to identify this oak tree, and I think the words that you read that was from that early journal are quite prophetic. I'm very happy that this on this occasion, when the students are interested in trees. In fact, it was last Saturday. Mrs. Kennedy and I took part. Glenn, when you phoned me at home and I wasn't at home, like I was at work. I was out here planting trees on the campus as a part of Arbor Day. And the Ornamental Horticulture Club now is doing something the Alumni Association would be interested in. You want to buy a tree, you can buy one for $10 and you can plant it. A lot of trees are planted around this campus by student organizations. And the graduating classes, as you've already noted, have plant one every year. And so I think that someday there will come a time when we'll have so many trees on the campus that there will be someone with a great deal of courage and who will suggest that they cut a tree down to make place for a building, but it won't be me. Thank you very much.